Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane promises to press on with an investigation into the exchange of lewd and objectionable emails on state computers. This after the state Senate this afternoon failed to muster the requisite votes to kick her out of office. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Joining me to make sense of the latest is John Micek, editorial and opinions editor for Penn Live and the Patriot News. John, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Dave, thanks for having me.
Now, let's add this to the mix as well. The State House was busy today on the matter, granting a committee power to begin the process that could result in her impeachment. Did state senators ultimately pass the heavy lift onto the House today?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, it had to be a two-thirds vote in the Senate to remove Attorney General Kane from office. And it became pretty clear early on that there weren't going to be the Democratic votes to do that. It might have been the more expeditious one from a procedural point of view, but from a policy and political point of view, marshaling two-thirds support in the Senate was always going to be an impossible lift. The process that's unfolding or is set to unfold in the House now is one that even Kane herself had said was the more appropriate course for them to take. It's also the one that Democrats believe is the more appropriate course for lawmakers to take on this.
Though ultimately, if the House does impeach, that would then go on to the Senate.
Correct. I mean, it's the same two-prong processes at the federal level. There would be a hearing in the House and a trial that would then take place in the Senate with a vote to impeach.
Now, let's review. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court temporarily suspended her law license in October for an indefinite period of time. On what basis did they take that action?
Well, that was the small matter of her of the pending criminal case against her. As your listeners probably know, Attorney General Kane has been charged with perjury and other offenses in connection with allegedly improperly leaking grand jury and other investigatory material to embarrass political critics. They suspended her license as a consequence of that, and this effort grew out of the law license suspension, which was actually upheld by the Supreme Court last week.
Democratic Attorney General and today's Senate vote was predictably essentially along party lines, although even some Democrats said they were fine with, for example, Kane voluntarily stepping down. They just didn't want to vote that way. Were they afraid it would set a precedent?
Well, I mean, it is a heck of a precedent. I mean, they are, in effect, undoing the results of a popularly of an election by voting to remove her, and that's that is what Kane herself had argued. But at least one Republican pointed out that the law provides for that. Election is not a blank check to do whatever you like or immunity from eventual prosecution. That's why impeachment mechanisms exist, and that's why this obscure clause of the state constitution similarly exists.
I believe it was Senate President Pro Tem Joseph Scarnati who noted that you could lose your driver's license, you could lose your haircut or license, and lose privileges of practicing, so that why should the Attorney General be permitted to stay on with a suspended law license?
That is in fact what the gentleman from Jefferson County said, and it's not an uncompelling argument either.
Meanwhile, Kane is trying to get on the April 26th primary ballot for a second term. How's that working out?
It's moving forward. I guess we'll know if she got the petition signatures she needed next week when nominating petitions are filed. It's getting to be a fairly crowded room out there. Steve Zappala, the district attorney from Allegheny County, and Josh Shapiro, the chairman of the Montgomery County Commissioners, have stepped up to challenge her in the spring primary.
Little sense that she'll take that aforementioned suggestion and voluntarily step down?
Considering that Penn Live has called on her three times to resign and many more people who are far more important than us have called on her to resign and she's resisted it, it doesn't seem like a likely scenario.
We're speaking with the ever-important John Micek. John, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.
John Micek is editorial and opinions editor for Penn Live and the Patriot News.